This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Graham Robb. His book is The Discovery of France and all the things you learned from 4 years in a library, okay, but also 14,000 miles pedaling through this arguably the most diverse country in Europe. There's also the pull of the big city. And I understand in much of France, even if it's a proud country or region with a long history, there's people, young generation, moving into the big cities to find jobs, and it's almost leaving small towns depopulated to the point where the government is subsidizing young people who would agree to stay and run the little shop and keep the city basically vibrant enough to stay alive. Did you encounter that in your travels?
Yes, you do see that a lot. Some villages and even small towns are partly boarded up, and you can see houses just being allowed to crumble. And very often, if the houses have been restored, it's because English people, especially people from the south of England, have gone and bought a house. And you would think that the French in some parts would be much more hostile to the old traditional enemy, England. But often they're glad that at least someone has come to keep the place up. Farms are getting bigger and bigger. They're bought up by big concerns. It's harder and harder to make a living. And the high-speed train is particular thorn in the flesh of a lot of people in rural parts of France because they feel it's allowing everyone to bypass their region and is sucking all the life out of the province.
That's another interesting development. You've got this bullet trains that make the Riviera and the coast of Normandy just an easy day trip distance from London. You've got the economy of scale that's threatening small farms. And you've got English people coming in for a charming little spot where they can get their foie gras. It's an amazing puzzle, isn't it? And when you tour it by bike, maybe the pieces of the puzzle come together a little better.
Yes, I think they do. And one thing I have noticed, because biking makes it very easy to talk to people, is that some parts that were settled by the English a generation or two ago have developed a kind of patois that's sort of franglais, that sounds like badly spoken French, but it's almost become a dialect in its own right.
You're talking about where there'd be a large number of English expats that are settling in?
Yes, and local people get so used to hearing their version of French that it begins to spread to the natives' language too.
Is the Dordogne an area where there's a particular lot of English people?
Yes.
What is it about the Dordogne? The English love to go to the Dordogne.
It's got a good climate. And it's very varied, and it's a limestone region, which is good building stone.
And it's kind of getting away from it all, too, because it's not on a major train line, or it feels a little more off the beaten path, maybe.
Yes, it is quite remote. And funnily enough, the Dordogne was a target about a century ago for a lot of people in Brittany who wanted to move further south. And it's thought they really just liked the sound of the name. It sounded lovely, Dordogne.
Yeah.
It sounded like the, the promised land.